Okay. Fine. So he says that we're talking about if you are mehemen kebetray. So mehemen kebetray is not a reason that you should be believed. It's not a reason to be believed unless the person has a heter to say it over. Then he says, I feel like going my set to took down now. Ain't a mutual cabal stam. Rock beats starfels that Hashnea brought him. It's our Lizarbem binyan a Kabbalah. Then he introduces two inyanim, binyan a Kabbalah, not Arizal, just binyan a Kabbalah. So he says, as I just finished Nefesh Chaim, but so yeah, just clarifying what we're talking about here.
No more.
Yeah. Vidaf number one. Dafka im siper loy shara davar zeh be'atzmoy avom shomam b'pi acherim ein l'mesaper ez hashum yisrin klal. Anytime that you're going to be have any heter to accept lashon hara, it's going to only be clearly only going to be if the person says and claims that they saw it himself. Someone says, "I know that. I know this for a fact. Why? Because my best friend told me." I get it. That doesn't make you eligible from mehemen kebetray. Okay. Eligibility for mehemen kebetray has got to be when you what's it called? Do it yourself. Number two, afilim sipra lo shara be'atzmoi. Even if he did see it himself, ein mutarach la'aminoi u'leisrachik es atzmoi mechavrosoi. Adasher yivada sheshov midarkoi hara. Avoloi leilach u'lesaper davazela achirim. Even if you can believe it, you're not allowed to repeat it. Because you can't even laugh. See the moment of the koyz of chas v'shalom al yedei zeh. So I'm not sure why he's saying this 100%, but he's saying that you're not allowed to really go ahead and take action. So I don't know why this doesn't just go into regular lachush. I think he's saying for something that requires real edus, you need real edus. So let's say you want to go and you mechayev the person money in Beis Din, you give him mechayev and money in Beis Din because you believe the story. There needs to be real proof that's, proof that's able to be used in Beis Din. Okay, so this is the concept of mehemen kebetray. Mehemen kebetray is a powerful tool, but only in cases, specific cases, where the person has a right to tell it to you, and he knows it himself firsthand. And even then, you could believe it, but you shouldn't really take action based on it that's going to hurt him. Next category, which is very common. The next category, I think, is probably the most common category we've got to deal with, which is the concept of Mesiach Lefi Tumoy. Mesiach Lefi Tumoy means a person is saying it in passing. So the reason Mesiach Lefi Tumoy is a level of believability, because when a person comes and tells you, hey, how are you? Yeah, I got to tell you, I have the story. I need to tell you the story. It just happened now. You got to know this. It's very important for you to know. So it's always possible that the person has an agenda. It's always possible they have a reason why they're telling me this story, right? But if it's Mesiach Lefi Tumoy, Mesiach Lefi Tumoy means it came up in conversation. In passing, a person dropped a sentence here, dropped a sentence there. They weren't coming to go and tell you the story, right? So if that's the case, there's a certain amount of believability that such a Sipra Lashon Hara has. So he says like this, Ve'im Misha Sipra Lashon Hara al Echad, Haya Mesiach Lefi Tumay, Badavar Zeh, Umanik Lefi Tumay, you'll see, Dina Hachi. So now he's going to spell out the din. Im Yesh Benyan Azeh, Afilu Remeh, Meser Shoftu Letzatzchus. Number one is, so he told me, Mesiach Lefi Tumay, that, hey, I was in the airport, and I was going in the thing, and I passed the store. Oh, by the way, so interesting. I was passing this not kosher, whatever. And there was a guy from Shul that was like buying stuff there. It was really weird. But anyway, getting back to the point, so I missed my flight, whatever. So he's a Mesiach Lefi Tumay, right? So he told you something. So first of all, if you could dine the person lekaf schus, okay, so you saw him in the restaurant, doesn't mean he ate treif, right? So for sure you can't believe him that he, or it's a personality thing. Or even then, he's not saying he saw it. So Rak, he's saying he heard it from someone else. That doesn't help matters, and you cannot believe it.
So any, sorry, I'm just going to be confused. So,
Mesiach B'tumah does not help for Shlilas HaMa'ilus. Shlilas HaMa'ilus is a type of Lashon Hara, one person just saying for no reason, just saying the guy's a certain negative comment about his character. Not something he did or not something he's a part of, just
this
some.
your own opinion.
So it's your own opinion. It doesn't have any value. And even if you're Mesiach B'tumah, I'm not going to believe you.
Do we say yeah when we see the two helps?
See, he's going to get there. Tefilum, or anything negative. And Kol Shekein, you can't rely on what he's saying to go tell other people. Okay? So he didn't like Firoz. So when is it again believed? So I think what he's saying is it's believed that if he did something, and I tell it to him, Lefituma, I'm allowed to believe that the guy did it, and I can protect myself based on that, and I can basically try to take action based on that if he did something to correct it.
Meaning not opinions, you could say
Right.
actions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But that person can't go and say to somebody else anything. That would be bad thing.
Yes, so then.
Well, the person who heard.
The person who heard can't go and tell somebody else that, but that's still considered Lashon
Right. Well, you can't tell anyone, so I'm not exactly sure. So what could he
Hara. Are
do?
you ever allowed to tell anyone? Lashon
Only
Hara
if it's
that
public.
so. I'm saying, isn't every conversation, I mean, unless someone's coming to the house and tell me something negative, we're choosing. So isn't so much that
so
I'm saying
the
the
point of
people.
the story is to give you this piece of information. That's not going to say
Right,
something.
right.
So we're not, talking business, and then you drift off into a tangent, and another tangent, another tangent. Isn't that all from 2 weeks?
No. Again, it all just talking about his character. Right? You say, he's such a whatever, or he's.
No, I'm not even
Can't say
talking
that.
about it.
Basically, the point is that the guy did something, and it's for example, I'll give you an example. Let's say a person comes and yep, you have to know the detail. But let's say someone comes and tells me, I'm having a conversation about a babysitter. He said, myself, with 2 months, something, oh, yeah, one time I was there, I saw the babysitter outside. Yeah, she probably should have been watching the kids. I don't know why she wasn't watching the kids, whatever. So you heard that basically the babysitter is negligent. She doesn't watch the kids properly. So it wasn't like I'm coming, listen, Rabbi, there's this babysitter in town. We got to get the word out. It's really bad news. She just, she's pasuk pishaya. That wasn't what happened. Persons were talking, and it comes up that talk to something else that Lamai says she was pishaya. So Mamela, there's much more believability to that. So you could take a certain amount of action.
Was it that happens that I mean not a bad way, I'm just saying that happens all the time. It's come out every single conversation.
Okay,
People
so
today
you
are
can't. I'm not
open.
exactly sure what you could. The problem is, he didn't make it so clear because at the end of the day, even a regular Lashon Hara, you're allowed to be Choshesh for. So what's really the difference? Like,
Right.
what are we adding here? What did he add? Like, he didn't add anything, He just said, you're not allowed to really tell anyone else, and you can't be mafsid in the moment. So what could you do? You could be Choshesh. But you can be cautious anyway. Right? So I have this question now. I don't really understand the answer.
But is the answer being given?
He's not saying it. That's the problem. It sounds like you're allowed to take action to correct the thing which you just heard.
Which is more than you can do.
Which is more than you can do in the other cases. The other cases, you're cautious, so you can protect yourself. You can't actually do anything about it.
Oh, we said many times you can't.
You
Yeah,
can't
so
even.
many.
stop giving them stuff, like nothing.
It's babysitter. You can't pull your kid out. Yeah.
Right. Over here, you would be allowed to do corrective measures. You know, in Lochush, you can't do that. You can't take the kid out. I mean, I don't know about that, but you can't. You definitely can't support that.
That's really interesting.
What? Yeah, this thing is a little complicated. I have to get this a little more clogged, to be honest with you. I don't understand really at the end. So, is my second for two adding anything?
No, we're saying it's a huge enough for
you. Well, you can take action.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm saying, but that's what I'm pointing out, that this happens all the time. Your wife comes back, someone dropped, oh yeah, I came late, and it was crazy, the babysitter's in the kitchen, and I wanted to get my kid, and like you chop right away, oh yeah, babysitter's in the kitchen. Like,
right, exactly, it could happen a lot of times.
All the time.
And I guess the way we're saying is that if it's receptive to tumoy, then it is a little bit more, there's more recourse that you can have to take care of it. Okay, tomorrow's not gonna be a share. This will pick it up Sunday, Beis Hashem.
Yeah. So tomorrow night is no mushroom from Ramah.